From KUOW Seattle, it's The Record. When you open your mailbox, chances are you'll find a lot of what some people call junk. Reams of paper announcing big deals, inviting you to open new credit cards. What if you wanted to stop receiving junk mail? Not as easy as it seems. Alan Derning has been trying for 5 years. He's the executive director and founder of Sightline. What started you on this crusade against junk mail?
I've always been annoyed by the quantity of mail that comes to my house that I don't want. And I thought about, you know, the forests that are destroyed and the energy that's consumed in making all that paper. And I don't want it. I don't even open it. It goes straight into the recycling bin. And so a few years ago, I thought, what could I do about that? I discovered an organization called Catalog Choice that was at that time a new website that you could use to opt out of a lot of different catalogs all at once.
I remember that. They were touting it as the savior of the forest.
Yeah, it's still there and it helps. I started using it then and I thought, well, let's see how much of a difference it made. So I added up, I piled up all my junk mail for a year and weighed it. It was 50 pounds. This was after I'd already tried to opt out of stuff. I've been at it ever since, every year, trying to opt out of more things. This past cycle, I got it down to 26 pounds. But every time I get rid of one category, like phone books or something, something else pops up.
It seems to me it's a little bit like what happens with email when you hit unsubscribe. I always wonder if that unsubscribe email is then sent to somebody else who subscribes you for something.
Yep.
Was Catalog Choice simple to use? Did it work?
Catalog Choice is simple to use. It's well-designed. It's set up by a tech entrepreneur, and it does its job pretty well. But the thing is that there's no obligation for the advertisers to abide by the request that you send them through Catalog Choice. It's all voluntary.
Is that right?
Yeah. My ultimate argument is that people ought to have control over their mailboxes, and we ought to have a national do not mail registry, just like our do not call registry. If people want to keep getting this stuff, they absolutely should have the right to do so. But people like me who don't want it, we should be able to opt out from all of it.
Alan Derning is executive director of Sightline, also founder of that institution. He wrote the blog post Going Postal 2013 about his fight against junk mail. What else have you done to try to reduce the amount of junk mail coming to your mailbox?
Well, I've called a lot of 800 numbers. I've sent emails to a lot of folks. I used the city of Seattle's fabulous Yellow Pages opt-out system, and we had a city law that they had to respect our requests and opt us out from phone books. The Yellow Pages industry challenged that in court and ultimately won, saying that they have a First Amendment right to deliver Yellow Pages to our doorsteps, and therefore the city couldn't require them not to. But I have succeeded in getting most of the phone books out of my system. But, you know, something else pops up. That's now that you'd get all these advertising inserts in your Sunday newspaper. So I switched to online, so I don't get the newspaper at home. I just read online. Well, now the post office carries the advertising inserts. They just introduced this program in the last year that they will carry unaddressed advertising inserts to everybody. So I had to try to get rid of those.
Did it work?
After, let's see, I was able to find how to unsubscribe from the one that was delivered to me. It's called Red Plum. Hate Red Plum.
Catalog Choice in particular?
In particular, this stuff explodes in your hand, gets all over everywhere, you know, flies out of the recycling bin at the lightest gust of wind. And after 10 weeks, I was able to get them to stop delivering. I found their contact information. It was it took all of my researching skills to find out how to unsubscribe to Red Plum, but I ultimately succeeded.
Are these the guys? Are these the devil?
I think Valesis has earned itself a special place in hell, in my personal estimation, for figuring out how to get 15 pounds of unwrapped advertising inserts into my mail last year. They drive me crazy.
Now, Alan, I ran into a postal worker yesterday as he was loading up his truck in my neighborhood, and I said, boy, that's all catalogs and junk mail, right? And he said, yep. And they can just keep doing it because this is what's keeping me in business.
Yeah.
I mean, if the post office didn't have junk mail, they would be gone. Do you want to put all those postal workers out of business?
I absolutely don't want to put all those postal workers out of business. But the post office existed for 160 years before junk mail really came on the scene. Junk mail didn't explode in its current form until the 1970s, late 1970s, in fact. That's when the databases got strong enough and the advertising and marketing techniques got good enough. Since then, we've had a huge surge of the quantity of mail. Typical individual American got six pieces of mail in 1950 each week. By the peak of the junk mail era, mid-2000s, it was up to 14 pieces of mail per person per week. So we can, and it's actually dropped now. It's down about 10 per person per week in the U.S., and I think it'll drop a bit more. It's not because of me opting out of junk mail. It's because the internet happened, and it is eviscerating the mailing of bills and letters and newsletters and junk mail as well. So the post office has to deal with that. But there's no reason that we can't have a postal service that delivers all over the country as it does now, like it did in the era before junk mail. In the 1950s and 1960s, we employed tens of thousands of postal workers who went door-to-door and carried people things.
All right. So in 5 years of crusading against this, you went to your mailbox yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get early morning mail. So let's say yesterday. What was in there?
I got two pieces of mail yesterday. One from both from health insurers, neither of them unsolicited. That is, neither of them junk mail. It was a happy day for me.
That is a happy day.
It was business that I actually need to deal with. That's what it ought to be like for me, because I don't want to get the stuff. Other people, if they want to get a lot of catalogs, more power to them.
Alan Durney is executive director, founder of Sightline Institution. He wrote the blog post Going Postal 2013 about his fight against junk mail. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.